spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And there's a heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight. Become, and it looks like I'm losing this fight. In your world, I have no meaning, though I'm trying hard to understand. And it's my heart.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Easy lover, FM.
Where we can be.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's Badgers small conference clash between the hosts, the Baraboo Thunderbirds, and the visitors, the Stoughton Vikings. I am Ben Bromley, thrilled to be here tonight alongside the big gun, John Gunnell. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Friday night, small time gym. Bands rocking out to Nirvana. I love everything about it.
I could tell you were digging that last song choice. I feel like Griffin James picked that one out just for you.
Well, if he did, I appreciate it.
So we should have a good one here tonight. The Thunderbirds come in at 8-5 overall, 4-2 in the Badger Small. The Vikings, 7-4, 4-2 in the Badger Small. So on paper, we would seem to have an even matchup here tonight. Now, last season, the matchups were anything but even between these two teams. The Vikings winning both matchups, 79-36 at Stoughton and 65-55 here at Baraboo High School.
Yeah, Stoughton coming off a season where they were like 24-4
last
year.
They were 24-4.
Just a solid team. And, even though the records are similar, it's going to be a battle. You know, but the Thunderbirds have been playing well. They
sure
find ways to win. They're on, a four-game win streak. Five-game win streak. And they had an exciting one the other night we were here.
We did indeed. We were on the call Tuesday night when the Thunderbirds scored an overtime win over Madison Edgewood. Edgewood tied it in regulation with a three in the final seconds. The Thunderbirds were able to fend off the Crusaders with a one-point win in overtime. As for the Vikings, their last game was a big win, a 25-point win versus the Sauk Prairie Eagles. The Thunderbirds, as my partner mentioned, they're coming in hot. Five wins in a row, and a lot of those have been nail-biters. We're sure for some entertainment here tonight.
They certainly have been close ones. And you know, you win a couple of those close games, and it builds your confidence. And I think the Thunderbirds are as confident as they've been, and they're coming into tonight's matchup looking to walk out of here with a win, and hopefully they will.
No doubt. So the Thunderbirds, as we mentioned, are on a winning streak. The Vikings, as John mentioned also, are coming off an outstanding season. Stoughton went 24-4 last year. They went 14-0 in the Badger Small. They were regional champs. They lost in the sectional final to Pewaukee, so they were just one game short of the state tournament.
You're looking at their roster, you know, they got quite a few six-footers on their roster, and
they do.
They've got some kids who can get up and down the floor as well, and this is going to be a great matchup, I think. And like I said, small-town gym, Friday night, this is what it's all about.
This is the place to be, and if you weren't able to make it to the game, we're thrilled to have you join us, whether it's on 99.7 Max FM, on the internet at max.fm. Hopefully you're watching on NFHS, or perhaps you're listening via the Civic Media mobile app. Either way, with all those different ways to follow Thunderbird Sports, we're glad to have you with us tonight. Again, my name is Ben Bromley. I'm the voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. My partner is John Gunnell. We're looking forward to a great matchup tonight. The teams are lining up, preparing for the national anthem. So we're going to turn things over to Griffin James and the Baraboo High School Pep Band.
Thank you.
As the teams head back to their benches and the public address announcer rolls out tonight's starting lineups, I'll turn things over to John Gunnell for tonight's starting lineups.
Well, first for the visiting Vikings from Stoughton, they are led into battle tonight by Jay Johnson, a 6'3" senior. Mason Richter, a 6'4" senior. Jaron Vale, a 6-foot sophomore. Carter Sullivan, a 6'6" senior. And LaShawn Brown, a 6'2" senior. So heavy senior presence on their starting lineup.
Indeed. That's been rare for us this season. We've seen a lot of underclassmen.
For the Thunderbirds, they're led into battle tonight by Carter Rivas, a 5'11" sophomore. Tanner Geckerman, a 6'2" junior. Alex Hannigan, a 6'2" senior. Bear LeFevre, a 6'2" junior. And Dan Olson, a 6'4" senior.
Thank you, John. This is the T-Birds' leading scorers coming into the game. Carter Rivas averaging 12 points a game, followed closely by Dan Olson at just under 12 a game, and Alex Hannigan at just short of 11 a game. As for the Vikings, they're led by Jacob Hibner. He's averaging nearly 22 points a game, followed by Carter Sullivan at nearly 20 a game, and Mason Richter at 7.7. So you would imagine we'll see a lot of Hibner and Sullivan.
You would think so.
A 1-2 punch.
One of the interesting things for the Thunderbirds, I noticed that Brady Bauer's not in the starting lineup, and I don't see him down there on the floor, so
Okay.
I'm missing him. So maybe Brady's not feeling well tonight or something.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that for sure. And the T-Birds leading rebounders coming in, Dan Olson at 8.5 a game, Carter Rivas just shy of 4 rebounds a game. The point guard, Alex Hannigan, leads the Thunderbirds in assists, as you might imagine, over 5 a game, followed by Rivas at 2.4. Thunderbirds are going to be wearing their home whites. The Vikings wearing black shorts, black jerseys. They're going to move to our right here at Baraboo High School as we get ready to tip it off. The ball is in the air. Tap out of the hands of LeFevre and is grabbed by Johnson. Vikings get the possession. We are underway. Badger small conference action at Baraboo High School.
Thunderbirds matched up man-to-man right away as they typically are.
Vikings looking to get on the scoreboard first. LaShawn Brown picks up his dribble. Finds Richter. They're going to move it around and reset. Sullivan finds Brown. Brown looking to drive. Turnaround jumper, 10 feet, no good. But offensive rebound by Johnson. Reload for the Vikings. Vale on the dribble penetration. He gets to the right block. He's going to kick it out where he's double teamed. Johnson's going to fire for a three. Left wing, short, grazed the rim, but there's another offensive rebound for the Vikings. That was by Richter, and yet another offensive rebound. Richter's got control. Thunderbirds need to grab the basketball.
Three early rebounds right away on one possession. Something the Thunderbirds are going to have a fine answer for.
This is a 1 minute and counting possession to open the game. Here they find Sullivan in the post on the right block. He's double teamed. He's going to fight through it. Lefty floater, short. Hey, Dan Olson grabs a rebound. Thunderbirds get the basketball. So long possession comes to naught. Thunderbirds could take the game's first lead.
Stoughton matchup man-to-man as well.
Thunderbirds working the ball around the perimeter. Tanner Geckerman on the left wing. He's going to give it up to LeFevre, who finds Rivas. Kind of a four-guard look for the T-Birds along with Dan Olson. Olson's out at the right wing, thinking about the three. Decides he wants to dribble instead. Loses the handle, regains. Now it's on the floor. Richter came away with it, found a teammate. Here come the Vikings, looking to run. And we got a travel turnover as Jaron Vale took steps. Baraboo basketball. And we got a player down on the other end. That's LaShawn Brown.
It looks like an ankle.
He's going to limp to the sideline and check out. He'll be replaced by Jacob Hibner.
I didn't see what happened there, so I don't know what caused the injury.
So the Vikings' leading scorer coming in did not start tonight, but he's in the game early due to an injury. We are scoreless. 16 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the first half. Thunderbirds will inbound from the far end, move to our left. Rivas bounces to Hannigan, who will walk it up. Bear LeFevre on the drive. Nice find. Finds Olson on the right block. Left-handed floater. No good. Rebounded by Sullivan. Viking basketball. Sullivan's going to bring it up as well.
Real nice pass that time by Bear. Unfortunately, didn't convert into points.
Sure was. Nice find. Richter picks up his dribble. Finds Vail, who works it around to Hibner in the left corner. He's got a free baseline run, but his pass is out of bounds to the Thunderbirds. So a few early turnovers for the Vikings.
Well, nice job that time by Tanner Geckerman coming over to provide the help. Kind of forced that error.
So once again, T-Birds are going to pass it in and walk it up. Senior point guard Alex Hannigan at the controls. Leads the team in assists and is third in scoring. Had a monster finish in the overtime win versus Edgewood Tuesday, hitting some clutch free throws. We are scoreless here so far at Baraboo High School. Dan Olson looking to work in the post. Kicks it out to Geckerman for a corner three. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds.
Just Danner drew Geckerman. From his spot that time on the baseline.
Geckerman for three. We are on the board. There's a nice entry pass into the lane for a wide open Mason Richter, but he can't finish. Thunderbirds grab the rebound and head to work on offense. Hannigan smothered in a double team. Ball stolen away by Vail. Turnover Baraboo. Good defense from the Vikings. Hibner stopping and popping from 14 feet. That's good. And the Vikings have their first points. No surprise coming from their leading scorer coming in.
And it took a while to get going here, but both teams now finding their rhythm.
And there's a steal. It's going to be a run out for Jay Johnson. He's got it. Oh, a dunk. No good. It's like it popped out of his hand. Rivas grabs the rebound. It's Baraboo basketball.
Yeah, that was one on the way up. He wasn't sure if to lay it up or go for the dunk. And
there's another thunderbolt. This time it's Carter Rivas for three. A couple of early triples for the Thunderbirds. They lead 6-2.
Boy, and that's tough to miss a dunk and then to get a three hit against you on the other end of the floor.
I think you're right. It was a tweener. Do I lay it up? Do I dunk it? And then when you're halfway in between, you do neither. Posting up on that play was Vail. He goes up, draws a foul from Rivas, who got the worst of that one. He might have taken an elbow to the face.
I think he got poked in the eye, but
either way, no fun. But Vail's going to shoot two. Rivas is going to he's going to head to the sideline for a second, maybe get some attention, or at least talk it over with his coach saying, I got crushed. How's that on me? First free throw rolls around and in. Prevail. Sometimes you get a foul just for being there.
Well, if I were coach, I'd be holding up fingers and seeing if he can count them.
Ethan Strandl checks in. He replaces Mason Richter. We also have Aiden Clearwitter coming in. Replaced LeSean Brown. Or LeBron was out earlier. In any event, free throw's good. It's a 6-4 ball game.
I wonder if he's any relation to Tom Clawitter, who is a longtime Janesville Parker girls coach.
Interesting.
And he pitched in the major leagues.
Well, how about that? Let's see if anybody out there knows. We'd love to hear it. Rivas on the dribble, picks it up, kicks it out to Hannigan. Back to Rivas. Thinks about the three. Now he wants to penetrate. He kicks it out to Lefevre. Lefevre driving baseline. They're going to get him for steps. Traveling on the Thunderbirds.
Stoughton and Janesville not too far away from each other.
Certainly could be. Of course, we got some Clawitters and Claviters in this neck of the woods.
We certainly do. I can't remember who Tom pitched for, though.
You got
I'll have to look that up.
John Gunnell, the master of the immaculate grid, will come up with it soon enough. 13.5 to go. It's Baraboo 6, Stoughton 4. Vikings basketball. That's Hibner with a jumper. No good. Mid-range jumper misses. Lefevre grabs the rebound. Gets it to Rivas. Here come the Thunderbirds. They scored on a pair of triples. Rivas kicks out, finds Lefevre, gets it to Hannigan. Hannigan wants to drive, working on Richter. Spins, throws a pass, it's tipped, but it's grabbed by Rivas. Thunderbirds will keep it. Baraboo firing for three from the logo. Carter Rivas, no good. Sullivan with the rebound. Clawitter coming up court. Find Sullivan. Sullivan with a mid-range jumper. That's off the back iron. No good. Hannigan with the rebound. 12.5 to go. It's still 6-4. Thunderbirds.
Both teams kind of struggling to get it going on the offensive end.
Tanner Geckerman picks up his dribble at the top of the key. Gets it to Lefevre, who swings over to Hannigan. Left wing. He'll find Olsen top of the key. Rivas looking to drive, one-on-one. Gets a crease, draws a foul on the floor. A couple of subs, Johnny Moon's going to check in for the Thunderbirds. And good news for the Vikings. LaShawn Brown is back after limping off earlier.
Well, it's good to see that wasn't a significant injury.
Sullivan checks out. We also have Richter returning.
That foul went against Vail, his first team first.
Thunderbird inbound is stolen. Turnover. It's a steal for Ethan Strandl. He got himself on the stat sheet ASAP after coming in off the bench. But there's another turnover the other way. There's Johnny Boone with a steal. He's on the stat sheet as well. And there's a loose ball tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay with Baraboo. We got a little bit of a tractor pull underway, under 12 minutes to go. Baraboo 6, Stoughton 4.
Tom Clawarder pitched for 7 games for the Minnesota Twins in 1985.
Very nice. I knew you'd come up with it in no time.
Thanks to Google.
Baraboo basketball. They've taken the lead on a couple of 3-point shots, but neither team has scored in a couple of minutes here. Moon on the dribble out at the logo, being hounded by Hibner. Thunderbird's just working it around the perimeter. Here comes LeFever, looking to drive. He passes to Olsen, but there's a foul on the floor. It'll be Thunderbird ball. And we have another substitution. Jay Johnson will return for Stoughton.
I think that foul's going to be on Strandley, his first.
Vail returning as well for the Vikings. Checking out are Clawitter and Strandl. Strandley, I should say. Hannigan returns for the Thunderbirds, replacing Bear LeFever. That was a quick break for Alex Hannigan. Thunderbird ball on the inbound. Rivas kicks out to Moon. Moon fakes the three. Now he hands to Rivas. Rivas will fire for three from the left wing. Short off the rim, no good. Rebound to Brown. Stoughton trailing by two. They're just a missed dunk away from this being a tie game. There's Brown with a kick out. They're going to get Mason Richter for steps. They're tight on that here tonight.
Yeah, that quick step.
That little half step. Yep. Some refs will give you that, some won't.
It's kind of the opposite of the last game we were at where they were giving that step quite a bit.
Right. So we remain 6-4, under 11 minutes to go. Rivas is working around a Moon screen. They're going to call that an illegal screen. Turnover going the other way. It'll be Stoughton basketball. Carter Sullivan is going to return for the Vikings. He will replace Jacob Hibner. Carter Rivas is going to take a break. Replaced by LeFever. He's also back in after a quick break.
Well, Carter in the last game got into some foul trouble that I think played into that game a little bit.
Sure did. He did have a big 5-point personal run that helped the T-Birds get back in that game and force that overtime. There's a nice drive to the rim by Brown. Can't finish, but he gets his offensive rebound and draws a foul. He's going to shoot two.
I think the foul's going to go on Geckerman, and I think for Tanner, that'll be his first.
Strong drive by LaShawn Brown and good work on the offensive glass as well. He could tie up the ball game here from the free throw line. First shot is in the air and no good. Rim and out. If you're betting the over-under on this game for entertainment purposes only, I hope you took the under. We're off to a slow start. Brown's second free throw is a swish, so he's on the board, and it's 6-5. Baraboo leads Stoughton. If you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, joined by John Gunnell. Happy to bring you tonight's game on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network. Here's a corner three. Tanner Geckerman, that's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Geckerman's second triple of the first half. Stoughton looks to answer. Hibner driving. I should say Richter driving. Shot attempt no good. Thunderbirds with the rebound.
That shot was knocked away there by Hannigan. Tipped it.
Thunderbirds, all 9 points have come on 3-point shots. We are under 10 minutes to go in the first half. Both teams come in at 4-2 in the Badger small. With nearly identical records overall as well. They appear to be pretty evenly matched here in the early going.
Another big difference, you mentioned the threes early on here. The other night it was 3.5 quarters of basketball for either team.
With no threes, yeah. Hardly ever see that these days. Here's Johnny Moon on the drive. He's got a lane to the hoop. He kisses it off the glass with the right hand. Thunderbirds now lead by 6.
Slick move that time by Johnny Moon.
We have not seen the dribble penetration from him like that this year. Put it on the deck and finished it off. Meanwhile, we've got a travel on the Vikings. That's another turnover. It's going to send the ball Baraboo's way. Carter Rivas will check in for the Thunderbirds, replacing Tanner Geckerman. We've got a couple of subs for the Vikings. It looks like we have Jacob Hibner and Holden Ackerman entering. And we have Mason Richter departing along with Jay Johnson. Thunderbird basketball ticking down to just over 9 minutes to go in the first half. It's 11-5, Baraboo leading Stoughton. Thunderbirds working the ball around the perimeter. That's where they've done all their damage tonight, or nearly all of it anyway. Carter Rivas dribbles onto the end line. That's another turnover.
Yeah, I just got in a position where it was hard to stand bounds there. He was tiptoeing along the tightrope.
Turnovers have been abundant here in the early going. Vikings basketball, they move to our right as we sit here at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium. Hibner's going to fire for three. Rattles out. No good. Dan Olson with the rebound. Fires up court to Hannigan. Hannigan fires up court to Rivas. Left-hand layup is good. The Thunderbirds doing some damage in the open court with a fast break.
5 points now for Carter on the night.
13-5, Baraboo. Hibner declines a screen, drives, kicks. Ackerman will dribble it out. Nice backdoor cut and pass for a layup to Jacob Hibner. A sweet dish from Ackerman to Hibner for two. Baraboo ball, they lead by six. Just over 8 minutes to go in the first half. Hannigan gets it to Olson, top of the key, swings over to Rivas, left wing. Rivas finds Lefevre. Lefevre looking to drive. Now he'll kick out to Rivas. Beyond the arc. He finds Moon at the logo. T-Birds patiently looking for a good shot. Hannigan now. Baseline drive into traffic. Shot attempt no good, but he's going to shoot two.
Well, I am already off a bucket here. What do you have for scoring for the Thunderbirds?
I've got Moon two, Geckerman six, Rivas five.
Okay, Johnny Moon with two.
Hannigan at the line, sinks his first free throw with a swish, so he's on the board now as well. Comes in averaging 10.6 a game. Senior point guard has been the Thunderbirds' floor general for three seasons. Second free throw is good as well. Baraboo's lead is back to eight.
Well, and that was a strong part of the Thunderbird game on Tuesday night as well. They shot 88% from the free throw line.
I was noticing in updating the stats, the team free throw percentage went up a full 3% just on the basis of that game.
Oh, really?
And there's a nice interior pass. In the lane, they find Carter Sullivan, but he can't finish. Baraboo grabs the rebound. They look to try to go up by double digits here. Thunderbirds have hit three triples in the early going. Here, Rivas is looking to drive the lane. Shot attempt no good. Olson got a hand on the rebound, but Hibner comes away with it. Viking basketball. Brown on the right wing. Finds Sullivan, who's going to try to pop a three. That's off the rim, no good. Hannigan grabs the rebound.
Well, Thunderbirds doing a much better job on the boards early in the game. They were giving up a lot of offensive rebounds.
Thunderbird basketball against the man-to-man defense of Stoughton. Lefevre looking to drive. Gets to the left block, kicks it out. Olson drives to the paint and kicks it out as well. Hannigan will reset things. There's a pass into the corner. Johnny Moon trying to penetrate. His pass is stolen. Ackerman's got it. Turnover for the Thunderbirds. It's Viking basketball. LaShawn Brown picks up his dribble with the right block. Finds Vail. He finds Sullivan. There's a cutting Hibner. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out.
Boy, I'm really impressed how Hibner moves without the ball.
Been very active off the bench here in the first half. And they're getting to the paint. Not quite finishing his Vail, but he gets a putback. His first field goal.
There's one of those offensive rebounds we talked about.
Well, and you kind of wonder where the help was. There, Hannigan gambled for the steal, but there was no rotation. Left Vail wide open for two shots. Thunderbird basketball. Baraboo leads 15-9. We'll have a few subs coming in at the next whistle. Thunderbirds swing it around the arc. Hannigan now looking to drive. He passes to Olsen. It's nearly stolen away, and there it's on the floor. It's tapped around a couple different ways. It ends up in the hands of Hibner. That's another turnover.
Kind of a hot potato there. Just about everybody touched the ball on that one.
Just didn't have any bodies on the floor at the time.
Sullivan nice help that time by Johnny Moon.
Great team defense. Now here's Brown getting to the right block and scoring off the glass. LaShawn Brown has his first field goal, and it's now only a four-point Thunderbird lead. Under 5 minutes to go, first half. We're going to have a timeout for the Thunderbirds. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll have a few subs coming in after the break. But first, let me remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. Other Thunderbird sports action. The girls are playing tonight, girls basketball. They are at Oregon, taking on Fort Atkinson in the Badger Challenge. And, of course, the boys are going to have their Badger Challenge matchup next week. The girls will also be at Westfield on Tuesday. And for this team, after tonight, Thunderbirds have another home game, Tuesday versus Mauston. Join John Gunnell and I for the call on that one. Girls hockey team is hosting Northland Pines tomorrow, and they'll be taking on Viroqua at Reedsburg on Tuesday. Boys hockey team hosts Onalaska on Tuesday. Thunderbird basketball. We've got Cyrus Mahoney into the game for the T-Birds. Tanner Geckerman has rejoined as well. And now the Vikings show a zone defense. Looking like a 2-3. Lefevre is going to fire for three from the left corner. No good. Rebounded by Johnson. Stoughton has clawed back into this game. They now trail by only four. Throwing a wrinkle at the Thunderbirds with a zone defense as they try to get right back in this before the halftime break. Vikings ball, just over 4 minutes to go. Richter on the penetration, kicks out to Johnson. He'll swing it over to Clowder, and now to Hibner, to Strandley. That pass is tipped away by Geckerman, and Hannigan comes away with it. Layup run out is good. Some good team defense by the Thunderbirds leads to some offense.
Didn't have time to get back into that zone that time.
17-11, Baraboo beat Stoughton.
Some transition points that time for the Thunderbirds.
That's been their game tonight. A couple of transition buckets and a few threes. Stoughton has struggled to get into a rhythm offensively here in the first half. Here, Jay Johnson's going to have a wide open three. That's off the rim, no good. But there's an offensive rebound. Ball hit the floor. Richter grabbed it. Finds Johnson. Left block. Shot attempt, no good. Rivas has the rebound. Vikings can't buy a hoop here in the first half. 3 minutes and change to go.
Vikings kind of struggling with their spacing a little bit.
Here's Geckerman, right corner. Oh. That's another thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Tanner Geckerman with his third triple of the first half. Under 3 minutes to go. It's 20-11, Baraboo. And there's a Stoughton pass out of bounds. Turnover to the Thunderbirds. Dan Olsen is going to return for Baraboo.
Well, a chance for the Thunderbirds here to get a double-digit lead.
Vail returns for Stoughton, replacing Clowder. Olsen replaces Mahoney. Baraboo ball leading 20-11, under 3 minutes to go, first half. And it is another zone defensive look. It's like a 2-3.
2-3, yep.
For the visitors. Lefevre on a baseline drive. Nice give to Olsen in the lane. Floater, no good, but he gets his own rebound. His second attempt, no good, but he is fouled and will shoot two. Sullivan can't believe it.
Kind of a late whistle there, but I was kind of wondering when that whistle was going to happen there.
Olsen with a strong offensive rebound. Second chance, they'll send him to the line. And Olsen, of course, has been one of the T-Birds' top performers this year, averaging nearly 12 a game, but he has yet to score. Misses the first free throw.
Dan, typically a pretty reliable free throw shooter.
He dribbles and fires the second free throw.
There it is.
That one is pure, so Dan Olsen's on the board, and the Thunderbirds lead by 10. Stoughton basketball there. They need a run here before the break. Instead, Carter Rivas picks a pocket at midcourt, goes in for the layup. and one. He's fouled as well. Rivas stole the ball from Vail.
Partner, I don't think they need a run. They do need one if they're going to get back in this ballgame. We're just not rooting for one.
So Rivas now has seven. Hibner checks out for the Vikings, replaced by Brown. Rivas' free throw, no good. So no three-point play. And there's another pocket picking. Rivas with another steal off of Vail and layup. And the Vikings need a timeout.
9 points now for Carter Rivas.
Coach Nolan Weber calls the 30-second timeout. He's seen enough. Needs to get the Vikings offense on track here. It's Baraboo 25, Stoughton 11. I'll finish the athletic calendar here. The wrestling team has an invitational at Nakusa tomorrow. Gymnastics team has an invitational at Holman tomorrow. And then a dual meet, that is, at Sauk Prairie on Tuesday. The swimming team has an invitational at Fond du Lac on Saturday, and then a dual meet with Stoughton on Tuesday. Well, partner, we came in thinking, okay, these look like two pretty evenly matched teams, and it was fairly tight and early going, but the Thunderbirds have taken control.
Yeah, they have, and defensively is where they're making it happen, forcing some turnovers, two big steals by Carter Rivas that were converted into points. So a lot of points coming in off of their defense.
You can't beat that. If you can get a steal at midcourt and a layup every time, you're in business. Now, Vail remains at the point, defended by Rivas. And they're going to get Rivas with a foul.
Yeah.
They got him with a reach. Johnny Moon is going to check in for the Thunderbirds. He will re-enter, and who is he going to get? He's going to get Rivas.
Good move there.
His second foul. 2 minutes on the dot to go in the first half. Baraboo leads Stoughton by 14.
Nobody really in foul trouble to speak of.
Announcer jinx. Thunder, Viking basketball, they find a wide open three-point shooter. That's Brown in the left corner. He misses but gets his own rebound. That's another offensive rebound that has hit the floor. Where is everybody? Sullivan picks up his dribble. He and Brown playing a little two-man game. Brown looking to drive. Reverse layup. That's a beauty.
Oh, nice little up and under move by LaShawn Brown that time.
Five points for now. Brown. A minute and a half to go. Thunderbirds lead 25-13. Home team patiently going to look for this last shot. Lefevre's going to stop and pop. 10 feet, no good. Brown grabs the loose ball.
10-foot shot or 10-foot distance, 9-foot shot.
And there's a nice find. Brown finds Mason Richter for his first bucket. And we are still in double digits, but it's only 25-15 Thunderbirds now with under a minute to go. I've got a report from one of our crack reporting staff that Brady Bauer is out sick tonight.
I figured it was something like that. And we wish Brady well. Hope for a speedy recovery.
Luckily, our audience of thousands is happy to report to us these kinds of breaking news tidbits that we need. Ticking down to half a minute to go in the first half. Thunderbirds leading 25-15. Looks like they're going to try to hold for the last shot.
Brady, if you're listening, your boys are doing a nice job in the first half. 10-point lead.
Doing okay in your absence. However, they turn it over on that possession. A pass goes out of bounds, so it's going to be Stoughton ball. So Vikings have a chance to cut this down to single digits. Jacob Hibner returns for the Vikings, replacing LaShawn Brown. And Cyrus Mahoney will return as well. He'll get Tanner Geckerman. So Geckerman has had a big first half with 9 points on three threes. Rivas also with nine. Doing a lot of good defensive work. Most of his points have been in transition. There's a pass to Johnson on the left block. Going through traffic. He scored, but first they're going to call a travel on the jump stop.
I thought they were going to call an offensive foul there. It was a push off.
So we're under 18 seconds to go. Geckerman returns. That was like a 2-second break. Geckerman returns.
Well, 17.9. He's been hitting from distance. So
you're right. Moon and Mahoney check out. Rivas is back in as well for the Thunderbirds.
Get your
Stoughton showing some full court pressure, some man-to-man pressure here. 13 seconds to go. Hannigan on the drive. He crosses the timeline. Look, he kicks it out. Ooh, there's a loose ball stolen away by the Vikings. Let's see if they can get one last shot. 5 seconds to go. Hibner at the arc. He's going to run out of time. There's a jumper from the right elbow. He wanted a foul. No dice. Your halftime score is 25-15. Well, like we mentioned, coming in, nearly identical records for these two teams. Baraboo came in at 8-5 overall, 4-2 in the Badger small. The Vikings came in at 7-4 overall, 4-2 in the Badger small. Vikings won both games last season. Jacob Hibner, who's in action tonight, he scored 9 in one of those games, 12 in the other. Jay Johnson scored 8 in one game, 2 in the other. Carter Sullivan with 5 in one game and then 6. Alex Hannigan in those matchups had a couple of good games. He scored 6 points at Stoughton and 9 points in the home matchup. Of course, like we mentioned, the Vikings are coming off a big season. They went 24-4 last season. They went an undefeated, perfect 14-0 in the Badger
Small. Looks like we got some young dancers on the floor right now there, Mr. Bromley.
It does indeed. Some future dance team members are going to entertain at halftime. So for the Vikings, their next game coming up, they'll be at Waupun on Tuesday. As for the T-Birds, if they can hold on to this halftime lead, they're hoping to take a 6-game winning streak into their home game Tuesday night versus Mauston. So be sure to join John Gunnell and I for the call on that one, whether it's on the radio at 99.7 Max FM, on the Civic Media mobile app, or on the NFHS video streaming network. Now our next broadcast of girls basketball, Christy Feld and I will bring that to you. You're going to have to wait. They don't have another home game until they host the Reedsburg Beavers on January 28th.
Wow.
Long break, or long road trip. The girls have, I forget what it is, 5 or 6 road games in a row. Well, before we take a break, John Gunnell, can we run down our leading scorers of the first half?
Oh, sure. First for the Vikings. They are led so far tonight by LaShawn Brown with 5 points. Jaron Vale has 4. Jacob Hibner has 4. And Mason Richter has 2. They are 3 for 4 from the charity stripe tonight. Thunderbirds, on the other hand, have 2 scorers leading them right now. Tanner Geckerman has 9 on 3 3-pointers. Carter Rivas also has 9 points for the Thunderbirds, including a 3-pointer. Johnny Moon has 2. Alex Hannigan, 4. And Dan Olson has 1. Thunderbirds are 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Neither team had all that many fouls, and no one's in foul trouble, and that kind of good for both teams, I guess, heading into the second half.
No doubt. Well, if you're Coach Weber, what are you talking to the boys about at halftime? How do the Vikings get back in this game?
Well, you know, I think, to be honest with you, Stoughton's missed some easy shots. They've had a couple down low that they had a missed dunk. You know, I think if I'm their coach, I'm telling them, hey, we're getting to the rim. We have to finish. And if I'm the Thunderbirds, you know, I think I'm talking about, you know, you got a 10-point lead here. When they come out for the start of the second half, we can't let them go on a run and get back in this game. We have to maintain the momentum we took into the locker room. And defensively, I think the Thunderbirds are doing a real nice job, so I don't think they're going to make it easy for the Vikings to come back in the second half.
And for the Thunderbirds, you imagine the idea is to maintain the status quo, right? Just steady goes it. They've been excellent from beyond the arc. They scored a lot of points in transition with defense leading to offense.
Well, excellent beyond the arc in the first half sometimes can turn against it because you kind of fall in love with that 3-point shot and suddenly you turn around and you find out that the game's tied now. But, you know, that's not typically how they play. I mean, I think they're going to come out in the second half, control tempo of the game, and really try to make it hard for Stoughton to get back in this ball game. And I think defensively they're pushing all the right buttons tonight.
No doubt. And one thing we haven't seen a whole lot of is Dan Olson scoring in the post. So that's another thing the T-Birds could turn to. If the 3-point well runs dry, you've got that post game to go to as well.
Yeah, certainly, and Dan has shown that all season long, so he didn't get a lot of opportunities in the first half to score, but that's certainly a good point, I think, you've made there, that they could go back inside to Dan, and Dan has the ability to really take over a game sometimes for the Thunderbirds.
No doubt about that. Well, we'll take a second to remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance. The Chris Stanton Agency. We're about 5 minutes until the Start of the second half here at Baraboo High School. The halftime score, Baraboo 25, Stoughton Vikings 15.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries, a low in the low teens, windy with wind chills below zero. Partly sunny for tomorrow, high upper teens, wind chills near 5 below. Partly cloudy Sunday, high near zero, wind chill to 20 below. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently 40 degrees.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where the score in tonight's boys basketball game is the Thunderbirds 25, the Stoughton Vikings 15. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Happy to be joined by the big guns, John Gannell, a spirited effort from the Thunderbirds in the first half, partner.
Certainly was. You know, the Thunderbirds, both teams kind of struggled to get on the board early on, but once the Thunderbirds got rolling there, like I said earlier, defensively they turned some good defensive plays into offensive points. Carter Rivas had back-to-back possessions where he had a steal, finished with 6 points, I think, during that stretch. Really kind of quick scoring for the Thunderbirds. What am I trying to say?
They did have some quick strike capabilities with defense leading to offense. It's going to be Thunderbird ball here to start the half. They're going to inbound from the sideline. I have an update from the intrepid Christy Feld from the Baraboo girls game. The Thunderbirds lead 28-20 at the half over Fort Atkinson.
Well, nice. It'd be nice for the girls to get a win tonight, especially going into the stretch where they're going to be on the road for a bit there. They can use a confidence booster.
Technically, they're the home team tonight, but yeah, it's a road game. Thunderbird basketball. Here's Rivas. Fakes a three. Now he's going to fire from the right wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to the Vikings. And on the other end, a quick score. Jacob Hibner with another deuce. He's got 6.
Boy, no hesitation that time by Hibner. He attacked the basket.
He came off the bench early in the first half. He is starting here in the second half. He was active in the first half for the Vikings. 25-17, Rivas with a long three. That's a thunderbolt. Oh, the Thunderbirds. Carter Rivas with a dozen points. And it's an 11-point Baraboo lead. And a turnover. Tanner Geckerman comes away with the loose ball. And on the other end, Dan Olson's going to get his first field goal.